Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Hi everyone, it's Kevin J, the best thing since bronze. And you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I welcome back mental health practitioner Nicola Knoll, where we'll discuss mental health and World Mental Health Day. Nicola, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me back again.
Brilliant to have you back. We've done a few shows now, haven't we?
Yeah, we definitely have. And I think it's given quite a broad spectrum of mental health and wellness and things going on.
Absolutely. Let's kick it off. Just a quick reminder about to our listeners about what you do and about your business and that kind of thing.
So I'm Nicola Noel, and I'm a specialist psychiatric nurse, have been for over 2 decades, a solution-focused hypnotherapist and a mindset coach. And I own a business called Brainworks Therapy. And Brainworks Therapy is an online mental health, private mental health practice that helps professional women rewire their brain, reprogram their mind, help them build resilience, feel more empowered and manage their emotions through coaching and therapy. And then I also do keynote and guest note speaking as well.
Fantastic. As the founder of Brainworks Therapy, can you explain how your clinics help professional women improve their mental health, particularly in light of World Mental Health Day's focus on mental health for all?
Yeah. Well, it helps professional women, like I said before, rewire their brain and change their mindset and build emotional resilience. And many women that I work with face unique challenges and pressures related to their careers, family life, and even societal expectations. And not just professional women, that's for women across the board, isn't it? Really, that they experience this, and it can deeply affect their mental well-being. So what we do, we take a holistic look, I take a holistic look at them and approach it combining solution-focused hypnotherapy, mindset coaching and tailored mental health care, and using skills to help them regain control over their lives. So on World Mental Health Day, I want to emphasise the importance of having accessibility to mental health care for everyone. And I think there's nothing more important. And no matter where women are based in the world, they can work with me and I can help them.
That's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. With over 20 years of experience in psychiatric services, what major changes have you observed in how mental health is approached today compared to when, let's say, you first started your career?
Yeah. Even though there still is a lot of stigma around mental health, when I first started, the stigmatisation was a lot more, if you can believe that. And I mean, we have made steps, we're not quite where we need to be, and we know that, but it has got a bit better in that way. And back then, a lot more of the services were reactive rather than proactive. And I think what's changed in the last 20 years is that we're starting, or we're trying to become more proactive. And so we're talking about mental health more, aren't we, in the sense of what can people do to look after their mental health. So whether that be through diet, whether that be through mindfulness, whether that be through their lifestyles, we are talking about it now, aren't we, and how to manage it and intervention. So rather than it getting to crisis point, we're talking about it earlier on. And over time, I've seen shifts towards more open conversation around mental health awareness, and movements like World Mental Health Day. Now, I'll be honest, and I say it on my social media as well, so it's nothing new. I'm not one for awareness days and awareness months. I do think they're, you know, just, I don't like them particularly. However, I see the relevance for them. So it's still an opportunity to educate. So, like, you know, Black History Month is this month. I'm, you know, I'm not black for the month. I'm black all year round.
I was actually going to say something about this early on. It's not just that one day or World Mental Health Day or Mental Health Day. Every day is World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's more awareness for it now, more so than ever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think with the King's Speech earlier on this year regarding the changes they want to bring to the Mental Health Act, especially around SEN individuals, or I should say special educational needs. So we're talking about autism, Asperger's and so forth, and how it relates in the Mental Health Act. I think if that goes through, and we say if, because we know, it will be a monumental change and will really shift the landscape. Mm. And so as practitioners, and I'm sure yourself will agree, we can only hope that the new government sticks to their word and these changes start coming to fruition. Mm. And so services like BrainWorks Therapy focus on empowering individuals so they take the control back, and it, you know, patients start feeling more recognized, more valued, and that they're their own true North Star. Because what can happen a lot in the medical and clinical world is we can become quite paternalistic, and it's more I say, you do, rather than it being concordant and us working together and actually the patient knowing that they know themselves the best and are supporting that to empower them.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you've worked extensively with complex trauma, PTSD, perinatal mental health. What unique challenges do women face in managing their mental health, and how does BrainWorks Therapy address these issues?
I think The first and foremost, the most obvious one is the hormonal changes for women. Whether it's going through perinatal mental health, whether you're going through menopause, whatever you're going through, most women will face a unique challenge with their hormones. Again, with societal pressure, so it's not being too much. It's you should be at home with the kids if you have kids. Oh no, but you still need to earn. Or, you know, you still need to cook. You need to be everything to everyone and do everything. And then when you think about the roles of caregiving, and then with things like trauma and PTSD, the impact can be particularly profound, can't it? So because it affects everyone differently in their lives and their relationships, at BrainWorks Therapy, we focus on helping women manage these conditions by giving them the tools to process what's happening, but also to keep them well and to start reframing negative thoughts and shift their thought patterns to build more emotional resilience. So rather than I can't, I can. and how can they build that inner belief. And we also provide specific support for women experienced perinatal mental health issues, helping them navigate complex emotional trauma and helping them navigate the landscape of pregnancy and motherhood, which is often overlooked but really crucial. So perinatal, if you go textbook perinatal mental health, they'll say 2 years. So from conception to having the baby 2 years after. But really, it takes 5 years for a woman's hormones to settle down.
So after basically having the child, it can take 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
5 years.
That's something, that's new, something I've never known that, something new I've learned today.
Yeah. So things, even if, say, like the body, and I detest this phrase, by the way, so nobody come for me when I say this, but the snapback of the body is, like they say, like, you know, you go back to how you was before. Even if that's quite quick, still what's going on inside can be up to 5 years.
What are some of the things still going on hormone-wise in those 5 years?
So hormone-wise, you have to think of all the hormones that's been put in as, say, as they put in. But that fluctuates to keep the baby healthy. You have to think of, like, your estrogen levels as well. And if, and there's a lot of women out there, especially in ethnic minority situations, you have things like fibroids, endometriosis, gynecological problems like that. That's definitely affected for a period. It can get better because it's starved of certain hormones. But once it starts getting certain hormones back, then it becomes worse. And that can affect conception. And so the perinatal period or the journey really begins around that time. So there can be stresses, there can be anxiety towards conceiving. And then when we go into the actual pregnancy and having the baby, that can lead to not optimal mental health at the end. And potentially, you know, maternal mental health issues as well. And that's if they don't have any underlying or, you know, any problems like, say, that's got a diagnosis of schizophrenia or maybe bipolar or anything else, or a predisposition to being anxious or having depression. So all those things can upset the balance a lot.
Do men face any unique challenges as well regarding mental health, and how can BrainWorks help in that area?
So men do face, again, it's societal pressures, isn't it? So when you think, unfortunately, we still have the, you know, boys don't cry and men are supposed, like, toxic. Also, we still got a lot of toxic masculinity around. And so for men, it's looking at what their normal is and that it's okay not to be okay. Because with men, we know that suicide is the biggest silent killer. So it's getting men to open up, or knowing that they've got a safe space and where they've got a safe space, and that they can talk to somebody without being judged, because a lot of men fear of, you know, being called a wuss and all the rest of it. If they start saying, actually, you know what, I want to look after my mental health, I don't feel too good.
That makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. I suppose everyone has their own unique challenges, isn't it, when it comes to mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The station that makes you feel good.
So thank you, Nicola, for that, you know, intro into a bit about your services and, you know, us talking about mental health. Brainwork therapy focuses on helping clients rewire their brains and change their mindsets. Can you share some practical tips for our listeners on how they can begin shifting their mindset for improved mental health and resilience?
Wow. So in order for them to start changing their mindset, it's what I like to call standing guard at the gate of your mind. So one of the most powerful things anyone can do to shift their mindset is become aware of their automatic thoughts, or to be more specific, be aware of their automatic negative thoughts. And we all do it really quickly, because the road to the what I'd call the primitive brain or the negative brain is so much quicker than the road to the intellectual brain, where you have more control over your thoughts and you're more rational. So what are you getting on that train? And the example I like to use is when you send somebody a message, and you send that message and then you see they've opened it, but they haven't responded for a couple of hours. The automatic negative thought is, so you think they're ignoring me, they don't like me, I've done something wrong. And then you get on that train, don't you? So you get on that train and you start having an argument with that person in your head, and you'll call them all the names under the sun. And before you know it, you've had a full-scale argument with that person, along with experiencing all the neurotransmitters and the hormones, like, you know, all the cortisol, all the stress and everything else, having this pretend argument with this person who probably in reality has opened the message. Maybe the pot's on the fire and is overboard and they've gone and done that and then forgot about the message. Literally, not forgot about you, just forgot about the message. So stand guard at the gate of your mind and start noticing these thoughts as they happen, because often we react to situations based on ingrained patterns rather than actual fact. So our brain likes to search for patterns and then match patterns. So it's about how do we infiltrate those patterns and break them.
Absolutely. I think we read into too much, don't we? Especially in relationships, when we're getting close to someone or we're with someone and, oh, they've all someone that never used to happen before. And then you're cross-examining and now you're an investigator. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, and I just think sometimes, and you're right, people get caught up with stuff. They might be at work. There might be stuff, something just happened. Do you know what I mean? I think,
yeah.
I totally agree with you. I think they're reading into things and these petty little arguments. And there's a much bigger picture.
Yes, there is. And so when we start practicing mindfulness, although I don't like to call it mindfulness because it sounds a bit, it just sounds a bit like a bit dippy, doesn't it? A bit loose. But things like meditation, breathing. And when I say meditation, people always think it's sitting there like No, you can be meditating on going on a walk or painting something. It's whatever takes you into that focused state. Could be colouring, anything. But when you do that and you start practicing mindfulness, it makes you more aware of these thought patterns, and it helps put you in a place where you can start challenging them and thinking about them rather than being reactive to them.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's also journaling and gratitude, isn't it? That tends to help.
Oh my God. Amazing. Like, journaling and gratitude is they're game changers, absolute game changers. Because when you write something down and you can see it, one, you've got something to refer back to, but also it's helping you get it out and sort it out rather than it being in your head. If you think of a ball of wool and it's all tangled up, when you start journaling, what you're doing is unraveling that ball of wool and you're getting that out. And then you can maybe look and be like, oh, I'm just being a bit dramatic there. I need to. Or maybe there's something a little bit more to investigate. But you're able to express that. And journaling and gratitude. And gratitude, when you are thankful for what you've got, you see more of the good. You start looking at life with your BI rather than your fly eye. The fly eye looks at all the rubbish and all the trash around, and the BI looks at all the pollen and all the beautiful flowers and all the things that are good. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be looking at things with our BI.
Absolutely. The number of times, even in the last show I did, I think gratitude and journaling came up. And a penny, as they say, for each time I've heard that. Honestly, in so many of the shows I've done, where it's got nothing to do with that. And it might be just general mental well-being on a certain subject or whatever it might be. And someone will bring up gratitude. They'll bring up journaling. It seems to be very, very powerful and underestimated, basically.
Do you know, it really is underestimated. And I say this because we've been conditioned to the point where we believe that medication, I'm not anti-medication, by the way, the first port of call needs to be medication, so you feel depressed, let's go get some antidepressants, rather than I feel depressed, let me start going out for a walk more during the day, or let me get into nature, or the fern tree, so that the Christmas trees, like, how about going up to one of them and rubbing it and then smelling your hand and getting the olfactory system going and activating your senses. How about that to make you feel more grounded, more present, more part of your surroundings? Because we know when we get anxious, when we get depressed, what do? We withdraw. We withdraw from our community. We withdraw from our surroundings. And we're not grounded. We're not tethered to anything. And so what this is about is getting you tethered to something. And it's so, so important that one of the things that I've been talking about especially is gratitude and journaling. When people want to improve things, they believe that they're happy to look for like a sticky a plaster. So they don't feel good about themselves. So is it having some Botox? Is it having a new haircut? Is it buying a new pair of trainers? That's not going to fix your problems. It's an internal thing. And you'll find that when you start fixing your internal problems or what's happening internally, there's a ripple effect to what it can help. Can help your business, it can help you in your job, it can help you with relationships. It's about starting inward and getting that foundation there.
100%. What you said earlier on, for me, it was like, oh gosh, that's brilliant that someone else has mentioned this. Because when I go to the forest, I go for a walk in the weekends usually. If I cannot walk, I'll try and go. I think it's really healthy to be outside, if I'm going to be honest. We as humans actually we were made to be outside, not really indoors. So I go out and I will actually start, go to a tree, I'll touch the leaves, and I'll be like, because you're kind of, it's like connecting properly with nature.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it is walking, it's breathing in the air. I'll take in deep breaths of air, but I'll be touching the plants and the trees and the leaves. And people might think, oh, that just sounds silly. Do you know what I mean? Some people be like, oh, what's that? But you're actually connecting with earth. You're connecting with your actual surroundings outside, where actually we are meant to be. We were never meant to be in a house.
No.
We were always meant to roam the earth outside. Yes, we did have a bit of shelter, but we're meant to move in packs. We're meant to move in a group outside. So our social, our mental well-being improves, as they say, obviously in the right circle where there's no toxicity when I say this, but socially we improve so much more because our DNA says to us, we should be outside with other people in groups.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to be said. So I think we spoke about it when a couple of shows ago, but it's called DOSE. So it's dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. And things like oxytocin only gets released when you're with people, when you're connecting with people.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
So, you know, it's to do all to do mirror neuroning and so forth. But essentially, like when you hug somebody, that's a release of oxytocin and that feeling that you get. And so there's certain hormones that will only be really released when you're engaging either with a crowd or a tribe, as we know it, or doing things with other people. But we know that spending time with people that you love in the right crowd who are on the same wavelength as you is a catalyst for mentally healthy behaviour and walking out in nature as well and connecting. Like, there's science behind it. So tree hugging. I was like, oh my God, tree hugging, hippie. Not at all. Because actually, trees are all connected. So if you see trees in the area, even if they're spaced apart, know that those trees are all connected through their root system. So it's like a telephone line.
Oh, of course, you're right. That's
so essentially, they talk to each other.
Right.
They all talk to each other. So when you're walking nature and you're connecting with a tree or putting your hand on a tree and so forth, you are literally connecting with nature and tapping in to nature's telephone line.
Gosh, that's interesting. I think in school, I remember learning a bit about trees, but what you just said there is powerful. That's powerful, you know? Very, very interesting. I mean, you specialize in supporting also women with navigating perimenopause and menopause. Yeah. Why is mental health support so vital during this phase of life? And what services do you provide to help women through the transition?
It's vital because and some people trigger warning, some people may get triggered by this. So here's the question. Why is it that for women, the rates of suicide spark between the ages of 41 to 55? What happens in that time?
Sorry, just repeat, what age group was that?
Between 41 and 55. The rates of suicide spike for women. And the only correlation with that is the transition.
Yeah. Menopause.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that the perimenopause and the menopause are looked at both physically and emotionally, because hormonal changes can cause mood swings, anxiety, depression. And it's not a gradual, it's like a fast onset. And that's normally a sign with the age that it's due to perimenopause, menopause, because you can have somebody who's been quite laissez-faire the whole life, who has been quite chilled and quite relaxed. And then in their 40s, they're just like, I'm suddenly anxious. I don't know why. So it can cause so much disruption And women feel unprepared and unsupported during this time. So mental health support is so crucial because it helps women understand and manage these changes to be able to feel less overwhelmed. I won't say feeling out overwhelmed because I don't teach the absence of, I teach working through. The danger point comes when women feel unheard, unseen, and that they're not being listened to, which unfortunately is a really common story with perimenopause, menopause, the transition at present. So at Brainworks Therapy, I offer mindset coaching and resilience training specifically tailored to women who go through this transition. And I also do menopause awareness days in both corporate and within community settings. And it's to provide education and to open the dialogue around the topic, because the biggest and the most impactful thing we can do, and I've seen it time and time again, is talk about it. It's the women aren't looking for a magic cure, so to speak, but talking about it so they don't feel so alienated, they don't feel on their own, and they realise that the other women are going through it too, is something amazing. Because when it starts, again, we withdraw, we isolate, and we feel that we're all on our own and you're not. It's unfortunate we have to do a little bit more searching for where we can get help and support from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll just go to another quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nicola, let's talk a bit more about your corporate talks, because you deliver corporate talks and training, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Brilliant. How can businesses better support mental health in the workplace, and what role does resilience training play in this?
Businesses have a huge responsibility, absolutely huge responsibility of mental health in the workplace, because it starts with creating a culture where mental health is openly discussed and supported and readily available. And I say this to say, when we look at especially services, so when we look at prison service, armed forces, emergency services, it's so needed there. And simple steps like offering flexible working hours or creating wellness programs, and it doesn't have to be anything major, even just set up a coffee and chat within the workplace. But it helps employees have access to mental health resources that can make a big difference. And resilience training is particularly important because it equips employees with tools to manage their stress. So that helps them adapt, maintain productivity in high-pressure environments. So if businesses were just to invest a little bit more in mental health, the productivity and how that would benefit the business financially and the workforce would be astronomical. So Brainwork Therapy provides tailored resilience workshops, not only to support mental health, but also to improve team performance and well-being.
Brilliant. As we reflect on World Mental Health Day, how can professional women better prioritise their mental well-being amidst busy careers? And what are some early warning signs that they should be aware of?
Oh, gosh. So it's essential that professional women set boundaries and carve out time for self-care. So normally when we start feeling not ourselves, out of sorts, and not due to anything like a flu or cold or anything like that, it's because our self-care has not been good. And normally what we've done is we've let those boundaries go. So instead of putting ourselves first, instead of saying, no, we can't do this, no, we can't do that. Because when you say no, you say the biggest yes to yourself. But when you're doing that, and when life gets busy, that starts creating problems. So one of the biggest warning signs that your mental health may be suffering is when you constantly find yourself feeling overwhelmed, irritable, anxious. And another is neglecting your physical health. So whether that's poor sleep, whether that's changes in physical health, changes in appetite, or a constant feeling of fatigue. So Brainwork Therapy encourages women to check in with themselves, and not just on a weekly or a monthly, on a daily. Like, just check in, take that a couple of minutes to say, how am I feeling today? And regularly seek support earlier on. So simple practices again, like mindfulness, journaling, setting realistic goals, and talking to somebody when things feel too much can make a huge difference to preventing burnout. So we often think that it's got to be some big move that we've got to make, and it's not. It's taking those small, simple moves, like, is it having a cup of tea with a friend? Is it saying, like, I don't know what the answer is, but I just need somebody to help mind map with me, or, you know, get things out of what can I potentially do? And start being open to the fact that you may need help, you may need support, but that doesn't make you weak.
Absolutely, absolutely. You host a local coffee and chats to encourage open discussions about mental health in the community. What insight have you gained from these sessions, and how can others create similar safe spaces for mental health conversations in their communities?
So coffee and chats have shown me how powerful a simple conversation is. Again, we often think it's going to be a really extravagant conversation where we go deep and everything else. And sometimes, a lot of the times, people just want to be able to have simple conversations around it to reduce the stigma, so they don't feel alone, so they don't feel like the odd one out. And people often feel more comfortable opening up in an informal and relaxed setting, rather than it being you're going to an appointment and you know you're seeing a doctor, or you know you're seeing a nurse. And these sessions have highlighted how many individuals suffer in silence, and how just about how having the space or the opportunity to talk can work and make a huge difference. And for others wanting to create similar spaces, I suggest starting small. So whether it's a regular meetup at a local cafe or an online forum, the key is to build an environment that's non-judgmental and where empathy is, and where people feel safe, and they feel safe to share their experiences and seek support. So one of the things that I'm doing in November, I think it's November the 6th, I'm hosting the biggest online mental health coffee and chat with Mums in Business International. So Mums in Business is a networking group for professional women. They don't all have to be mums or women in business. And the aim is to start supporting women globally and giving them the skills and tools to manage their mental health. So not only, it's not just generic, we'll be going into different subsectors of mental health. So whether that be perinatal mental health, how writing can help improve mental health and wellness. And giving women all those different strategies.
That's fantastic. With a few minutes left, your media appearances and growing social media presence have allowed you to reach a wide audience. How important do you think it is to use platforms to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health? And what key messages would you like to share with our listeners today?
So using social media and media platforms to discuss mental health is incredibly important because it helps normalise these conversations. Not that these conversations should need to be normalised. However, that is the situation that we're currently in. So every time somebody shares their story or talks openly about their mental health, it chips away at the stigma. And my key message for World Mental Health Day is that mental health isn't something to be ashamed of. We all have mental health, but do we all have mental wellness? So it's part of being human. And whether you're experiencing anxiety, depression, or going through a difficult life transition, it's okay to ask for help. And the most important thing is that you're not alone. So at Brainworks Therapy, I'm committed to creating a world where mental health is prioritised, supported and understood. And that's the main thing, that people just need to know that they can start with a conversation and the rest we can sort out, but it just needs to start with a conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nicola, thanks for coming on the show again today. It's been absolutely invaluable as always. If people want to come and, you know, connect with you, your services, where can they find you?
They can find me at Nicola Noel, so that's N-O-E-L, on LinkedIn, and Brainworks Therapy on Instagram and Facebook.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thanks again. And thank you to our listeners. You know you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.
Wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.